A lot happens in Kokuakalihi Valley's clinics, but right now we're heading deeper, much deeper, into the green bosom of Kalihi Valley with our guide, Dawn Mahi, the Lei Hipu'u coordinator at KKV.
One really cool thing about Kalihi is that up here you can see the mountain rising up to the left, and the peak there is called Kilohana. And Kilohana is the peak where Papahanaumoku and Wakea live.
Two humps rise to a majestic point at the back left of Kalihi Valley. Mahi says Kilohana provides a touchstone, a sanctuary, every time you raise your eyes to that peak.
Welcome home. This is Ho'olu Aina, Kokuakalihi Valley Comprehensive Family Services 100-acre nature preserve. This is the Ahupua of Kalihi. We are in the Ili of Olawa.
And dozens of people are here trading sweat equity for an education in farming.
See, right there is Olena, and then behind them is Tili.
Lokai Kukahiko is interning at KKV this summer. She grew up in this Ahupua'a.
Right there is our ahu.
Altar.
We built this ahu here to bring offerings to, and if ever there's like a very special gathering, we would always have something for the ahu as well.
Notice, I'm not going all the way to this edge. I'm going to right here.
You could say a lifetime of experience has brought Reggae McGowan to his current job, leading KKV's Growing Farmers Community Gardening Project. Every month, hundreds of people turn their hands and attention to the land, clearing, weeding, planting, composting, learning the basics of a sustainable garden.
Sustainable means using what's basically in your environment, in your situation already.
Sun, rain, attention.
You know, I like to spoil them. I like them to be fat. It probably sounds crazy, but we ask for permission. You know, we don't just bum rush somebody because they have something we want. That's not sharing, that's exploitation.
These eggplant, zucchini, papaya, bean, they look willing.
One of our docs asked us to grow shiso, and so we did, and it grows in such abundance.
Oh, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mugwort right here.
Among the many things that it does good for you, one of the best is eyes, you know.
Martin He comes to Ho'olulu Aina every day. His ramshackle section's teeming with healthful herbs, including Kalihi-grown goji berry.
This is some kind of parsley. Uh-huh. They grow so wild over here. You can make these chicken for salad. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
There's great bounty, and nothing is sold.
Our kale, our beans, our sprouts, our tomatoes. As much as possible, we try to source everything from that farm.
Ignacio Fleischauer is chef today at KKV's Roots Cafe.
A lot of times when you hear about Kalihi, it's, you know, highest unemployment and lower socioeconomic.
Kayulani Odom is KKV's Roots Project Coordinator.
But what they found was a culture that was resilient, family-based. The thing they had in common was food.
Odom says food, just sunlight converted to nutrients, connects us to land, spirit, culture, our families, and our communities. Dr. David DeRauf's executive director of Kokuakalihi Valley.
Taking food together and rediscovering this enormous possibility that lies within community. The sky is the limit in terms of what we can do.
DeRauf says KKV's come this far by asking the community what to do and how best to do it. A messy process at times, he admits, but central to their success. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.